Now, verse 19. As if a man, this man here, Amos, and I have to say again how I admire him. He's one of the most dramatic preachers that you have in the Scripture. He uses figurative language. He uses the idiom of the earth. He draws his illustrations from nature, and he makes striking statements. Now we're coming to one, and we've got quite a few more to follow. He says, as if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him. Here's a man that's out hunting, or in the woods, as probably Amos had been. And there's a lion down the trail back of him. And he starts around running the opposite direction, and now he sees a bear coming toward him. In other words, when you say that you want the Lord to come, and your motive is that you want to get out of your troubles down here, then it's sort of like jumping out of the frying pan into the fire. I think that is our bromide that we use today. And now he's got another. Or leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Well, suppose a man sees the lion coming and the bear from the opposite direction, and he takes out up over the hill and he gets to his home and he goes inside of his home, and it was made out of these rocks in that day, and he puts his hand up on the wall to sort of rest and get his breath, and here comes out a serpent and bit him. Well, it'd been better if the bear had got him or the lion had gotten him than to have the poison of the serpent in him. So he's saying here, you better be very sure about the life that you're living for God down here, because salvation is not in jeopardy. Christ paid the penalty for your sins. But your sins as a believer, if they're not dealt with down here, you don't make them right, he's going to make them right, friends. He has to do that. He's holy and righteous and just. And heaven is a place where things are right. And therefore, you and I'll have to be right when we get there. That is something a great many do not realize today. Now, verse 20, he says, shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very dark, and no brightness in it. You go through that period, and that was the period that is yet to come upon the nation Israel. It's a period, actually, of judgment, and we'll deal with it later in a more detailed fashion, but it's labeled the day of the Lord. But that doesn't end it, because in the day of the Lord, you have the second coming of Christ and the millennial kingdom here upon earth.